Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime,
we're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me this morning. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our website is www.jbsba.com. Joe Condrill is our guest. Joe is the president of Gold Mines Incorporated. She's the author of a number of books, including A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life, which is one of my favorite books, as well as 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly, and a number of others. She's our good friend. Joe, welcome back.
Good morning, Tim. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Joe, and let me be one of the first, if not, I'm sure I'm not the first, but let me be at least a very enthusiastic congratulator to you for your recognition. This month in Real Simple magazine, they identified you as something, Joe, that I've known for a long time, and it's about time the media finally got this out in print, and that you are a wise woman.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about that. Tell us about the wise woman designation.
Well, that's a feature that Real Simple magazine has each month in their magazine. And it features a specific individual who I suppose they see as somebody who's making a change and who's making a difference in the world. And I feel like it's quite an honor to be among those who are recognized. There's only one recognized every month. And having been selected and interviewed for quite a number of minutes by the writer and the editor of the magazine, it was really exciting. It was something so different. They treated me like a celebrity, and that was an unusual.
Well, no, you are a celebrity. But now, you know, a lot of my women friends, Joe, would say that it's redundant to say wise woman.
Well, that's true.
See, I knew you could take that bait.
Yeah, we all are.
I can just hear my our mutual friend Beverly Williams saying, "Well, what's, you know, so what? Yeah, duh.
So what? Yeah, aren't we all?" Right.
That's right. Exactly. I'll have to mention that to Beverly next time I talk to her.
Yeah, it's just a different facet. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Now tell us what the criteria was for the wise woman thing.
Well,
obviously, you have to be wise, and you've got that in spades, so what about the rest of it?
Actually, the way this came about was I had a publicist, someone who was sending out articles for me to various magazines, and they
right.
had been printed in a number of magazines. And then when I met him in person, he was talking about my background and said, "Well, why don't you just let me tell people about your background?"
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he did. He sent out a press release on, as you know, I worked in the Pentagon and
mm-hmm.
a number of other things. And this was a Time Warner magazine. He had sent a press release to Time magazine. And the editors at this woman's magazine, Real Simple, just took it up and called me immediately to set up an interview.
Well, you know, folks, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, I want to talk to Joe about this, is number one, I'm really proud of her. But number two, it's just another example of what you've heard me say before. And let's say it all together. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and obviously Joe is one of the best. And
oh.
Joe, congratulations on that. Where is that magazine available, Real Simple?
Thank you, Jim. It's available pretty widely. I bought my copies at Barnes & Noble, so it's at the bookstores.
Right. Okay.
It's in grocery stores. There's
right.
over a million copies distributed.
That's great. That's great. Joe, one of the things I know you wanted to talk about today is how business owners can anticipate change. And what are some of your ideas on that?
Well, I think it's important that we look ahead, that we keep looking down the road. It's so easy to worry about today, and I speak especially to women who are a little bit afraid of making changes, of stepping out in many instances. Of course, there are a lot of us who realize that you have to study the future. You have to be a futurist in some sense to take advantage of those things that will be coming down the road. if we only look at the problems that we have today and tomorrow and worry about where the next dollar is going to come from, we'll pass up opportunities that are right there for the picking in many instances.
You know, another thing that just made me, as you were saying all that, that I was thinking about, it's amazing how the shows that we do from one to the next, so the things that one of my guests will say, how much it comes to bear in the next interview. We recently got through talking to a friend about the emotional intelligence level, the people focusing on the emotional intelligence and the importance of that rather than just thinking about your IQ, also thinking about your emotional intelligence. And if you're going to anticipate change, I mean, change is in the future. If you're anticipating it, it's in the future, and it's impossible to know what's going to happen, isn't it? All you can do is believe and think you have an idea about what's happening, and you can't do that if you're not capable of being not being totally rational all the time.
That's true. It has to come from a certain amount of confidence in yourself and a certain feeling of worth in what you've already accomplished, I believe. You come from a position of strength mm-hmm. in that you know what you've already accomplished in the back in your past.
Right.
And then anticipating change, anticipating looking ahead, planning, and like you say, has to come from not only your intelligence but your emotional intelligence.
Well, and if you're totally rational, you're never going to pull the trigger, are you? You're never going to take the step.
That's exactly right. You have to have that entrepreneurial spirit that allows you to be adventuresome.
Right.
That allows you to go out on a limb and say, "Now this is where my future is going to be. This is what I anticipate, and this is what I'm going to make happen." And that's why small businesses are so important, because we have to solve so many problems that are out there.
Well, and a lot of the things that we do are proactive, but some of the things that we do in reacting to change is reacting, isn't it?
That's
or I
right.
should say, in anticipating change, is reactive, because sometimes we're dealt a hand we have to do something about. And we're going to talk more about this with our good friend Joe Condor right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 20 after, I should say. Back 23 after, we're visiting with our good friend Joe Condrell, who is this month's wise woman chosen by Real Simple Magazine, and something that I've known for a long time. She's the author of her newest book is called From Book Signing to Bestseller, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, it is.
That's the new one. It's an insider's guide to conducting a successful low-cost book signing tour, and all of her books are available wherever books are sold, but especially I would think, Joe, at the online bookstores, right?
Yes, it's available in all of the bookstores. I have a distributor who distributes nationwide.
Right.
And like you say, the easy thing is Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Right, and the last name is spelled Condrill, Jocondrill. And, Joe, you want to give us a website, please?
Yes, it's www.goalmines, GOALMINDS.com.
Joe, how well do you think small business owners are anticipating change?
Well, I think we're doing a good job of it. I think that's how we're able to stay alive in this economy. And there are people who will tell you there's no such thing as change. Everything has been around once. It's mm-hmm. just a matter of looking at it differently. And,
it's got a different. It's in a different package
right,
today.
Approaching it a little more creatively and trying to find advantages where you didn't see any before. but that the situation is actually just something that's gone around before, and it's your turn to face it, I guess, is the way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get too sentimental about it. You can't get too emotional.
That's one of the things that I see. The only thing that I see that is different, really, to me, Joe, today than say 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Mm-hmm. The only difference, really, is in how fast things are moving.
Mm-hmm. The technological differences.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, when you and I were first coming, I mean, you're a lot younger than me, but I know that you were a prodigy, so you remember some of this stuff. But when we were coming up, if you developed a strategy, you could pretty much install it in January, and it would be a pretty valid strategy a year later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, and there are, you know, businesses that built, you know, two or three generations did business off of one idea.
Mm-hmm.
But and so, you know, it lasted for years and years. But today, you'll be lucky if you get 90 days out of a strategy.
That's right, and part of that is because we have so much information at our fingertips,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like change is coming so fast because we're becoming aware of it, because our access to information is so much greater today than it was even 10 years ago.
Right.
I mean, you can remember as well as I probably before we all knew how to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And had access to such a wide array of opinions and facts and figures and things that we could take advantage of. So the challenge is to find the things that suit our business best and to implement them and to take advantage of them.
And, Joe, if you think about it, if things are moving that fast and if change is necessary on a regular basis, who in the marketplace, what profile in the marketplace is better able to deal with that kind of an environment than a small business?
That's true.
Much more than big businesses.
Oh, absolutely. You look at a large business trying to make a change, even those that continue to merge and grow larger and larger, and how difficult it is to turn that business around or to implement a new.
Even when everybody's motivated, it's like turning around a freight train, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's getting the information out there on a consistent basis that's going to make a difference. But how do you do that, and how do you change minds and hearts and methods?
This is all the reason, Joe, why I say the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur.
I think you're right, Jim. You're right on. And there are more and more of us becoming entrepreneurs because of the downsizing and the cutbacks and everything. And so it's a matter of survival and testing our creative spirit.
Well, the 20th century was the century of the major corporation, but if you look back at history, as you say, if everything's been around before, you realize that the major corporation is really a Johnny come lately. What you and I do, Joe, as small business owners, we have our ancestors go back thousands of years, but not major corporations. They only go back, you know, maybe 100 years or so, 150 maybe,
right
at the most. There were really very few. In fact, 200 years ago, there weren't any major corporations. There weren't any. But there were many, many small businesses. And so we're really just, you know, what's happening to us, the 21st century is really just, is just coming back around where we're no longer backwater companies like we were. In the 20th century, a lot of times, small business owners were considered insignificant, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you know, even in the publishing industry, the independent publishers, the small businesses, if you will, in the publishing industry are being recognized now more and more as a viable way of doing business.
That's exactly right, because of the impact that the small publishers are having. Joe Condrell, thank you very much for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Give us your website again, please.
It's www.goalmines.com.
Joe Condrell, ladies and gentlemen, the wise woman. Thank you, Joe. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Ivan Meisner. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.